Growing Strong, or Humanity and Self-Education. We have been advancing at a slow but steady pace, and each step forward was made possible by great beings, ordinary humans, that simply took to growing all the way up. In their search for knowledge, they discovered wisdom, first by inheritance from books, and soon after by subtle analogies and original synthesis. Once wisdom blooms, we develop a sense of direction towards greatness. Greatness has its roots in our own personal pursuits of curiosities that move us. Therefore, it becomes as unique as we are. The human greatness is just another force of nature. The words growing up paint such a perfect picture. It takes little to figure out that we can't grow just part way up, that we have to grow all the way up, and it takes even less to draw a distinction between merely growing older and growing up. Growing older, or aging, or maturing, happens automatically as a function of time. We don't really have to do anything. But growing up is actually something entirely different. In a way, it is something very strange. Something that the universe that can emerge life by infinite number of accidents or permutations of physics and chemistry did not account for, not originally. Because growing up is not a biological process, not exactly a neurological one. It is psychological. It is an intellectual process. It emerges above life. And not all life. Growing up is a very rare talent. Where there is such a beautiful miracle, there's always some kind of a catch, some evolutionary throwback. Ours is that we accept whatever we are born into as some ultimate truth. This flaw has been deliberately exploited since our beginnings. Tribes had rituals to eliminate those who stick out. Ancient cultures made their systems unchangeable, and they protected it with worst kinds of punishment. The ancient Greeks sentenced Socrates to death for teaching love of wisdom. Cults proclaimed their books as an infallible word of some creator. And twisted stories of countless many who tried to rise into mangled, incomprehensible fairy tales of obedience. And even your own children today may think that memorization is some form of education, and in institutions that trick us all out of meaningful and effective education. They make it so that very few people leave schools wanting to learn more, wanting to read more books. What a terrible thing that is. Students often ignore how fraudulent and arbitrary grades are, and what at best is fantasy education, and still tend to believe that their GPA defines them. Ugh. Those who take advantage of our trust, our genetic predisposition to believe in the world that we are born into, know very well that as long as things are framed by the same unchanging mediocrity, the many ghouls, pretenders, and parasites will flourish. To grow healthy and strong, we must each accept the responsibility for our own unique self-education. This has never been easier, never more pleasant and more beautiful, because all it takes is a backpack, a series of great little adventures, and hundreds, and later thousands of well-narrated books written by great authors about lives lived wisely and well. If you just relax and just stop doing what everyone everywhere is expecting you to do, and find a beautiful book to start with, perhaps Giants of Philosophy as read by Charlton Heston, maybe a short history of nearly everything, or A Walk in the Woods by Bill Bryson, or even Demon Haunted World by Carl Sagan, and just sit or work out or walk in the woods and simply listen and re-listen and countless times until you grasp it all. You will not only begin your self-education, not only make leaps and bounds in growing all the way up as you begin inheriting wisdom, but you will also begin entering the culture of great beings. And here, free of constraints and presuppositions, you will find all the answers and see all the possible futures, and slowly discover your personal heights. Humanity can only advance in proportion to those who are making their way up. As more and more remember that growing up means growing all the way up, humanity's pace forward will hasten, and eventually do the younger generations justice.